President Trump came back to the cameras at his New Jersey golf club today for a series of newsworthy exchanges. And I'm joined now by our own John Yang to take us through some of it. John, he came back and he just kept on talking.
He kept on talking. His press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, tried to cut it off. He ignored her. Went on for 20 minutes. At one point, he was asked about Vladimir Putin, Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to expel U.S. diplomats from Russia. He said the United States should be grateful.
I want to thank him because we're trying to cut down on payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful that he let go of a large number of people because now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
It was remarkable. Foreign policy experts say it was really remarkable to hear a president go on like that, even if he was trying to make a joke.
We've been hearing Republicans in Congress say this is a bad thing to lose these diplomats stationed in Moscow. John, the president went on. It was interesting that he had nicer things to say about Vladimir Putin than he did about the Senate Majority Leader, who's in his own party.
Mitch McConnell has become the whipping boy for the failure of the Obamacare repeal and replace. And he was asked at one point whether he had asked his cabinet secretary, Elaine Chao, to help him. Elaine Chao, of course, is married to Mitch McConnell.
Elaine is doing a very good job. We're very proud of Elaine as Secretary of Transportation. As you said, Mitch's wife. She's doing a very, very good job. I'm very disappointed in Mitch. But if he gets these bills passed, I'll be very happy with him. I'll be the first to admit it. But honestly, repeal and replace of Obamacare should have taken place. And it should have been on my desk virtually the first week that I was there or the first day that I was there. I've been hearing about it for 7 years.
Some are saying that the president's saying that he should have had that bill on his desk on the first day underscores Mitch McConnell's point that he has unreasonable expectations.
John, another thing the president was asked about is the Russia investigation and the, the leaks that he and others in the administration have been saying they're so concerned about.
He said he's given no thought at all to firing special counsel Robert Mueller. He said the White House is cooperating, that Mueller is looking into something that never happened. And he also said that there are two kinds of leaks in Washington, one he doesn't mind.
You have the leaks where people want to love me and they're all fighting for love. Those are not very important, but certainly we don't like them. Those are little inner White House leaks. They're not very important, but actually I'm somewhat honored by them. But the important leaks to me and the leaks that the Attorney General is looking at very strongly are the leaks coming out of intelligence, and we have to stop them for the security and the national security of our country.
So this ends a long period, Judy, where the president has been isolated, not seen in the public eye, but clearly he had a lot he wanted to get off his chest.
I noticed just quickly that he was also asked about Paul Manafort, the former chairman of his campaign, whose home was raided by the FBI a few weeks ago.
He said that he thought that raid sent a strong signal, that it was a sort of going into his house before dawn. He also said that he really hadn't talked to Paul Manafort in a long time and repeated that he had been with the campaign only a brief time, even though he was the campaign chairman.
And he made a reference to Manafort being a consultant and earning fees here and there. So a lot of interesting material here. Remarkable. John Yang, thank you very much.
Thank you.